Well, for this Friday afternoon, let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Eric Snodgrass is here. He's from Agrable, traveling again this week. Where are you, Eric, today?
I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. So had a little bit of a wet drive getting up here, but I'll be honest with you, it's kind of nice to see a little bit of rain on the windshield after how dry we've been.
Yeah, in fact, we've had rain here. I know a good rain overnight in Champaign County. Can you tell me how widespread this has been?
Yeah, it's actually been fairly widespread, and it's been hitting some places that have been pretty dry, too. You know, I looked back all the way back to the beginning of August here for us in central Illinois, and I could only find three substantial precipitation events. So it has been, it's been really dry, and it's good, you know, because we need some moisture back in the soil. But, you know, where it's kind of bad is I know a lot of folks are just cranking away on harvest, and this is going to slow the efforts down a little bit.
Well, tell me about the possibilities over the next week here in the Corn Belt.
Well, what's kind of driving all of this is we've got this boundary. This is a front that's kind of just wafting north and south and north and south, and it's finally going to push east. And as it moves east, that's going to give us our last chance of precipitation. So if you take a look right now at some weather maps, you'll see there's a pretty broad front that's to our west, and that's going to push through and kick off some pretty nasty weather out in the central plains. But as it gets here, big line of, you know, of kind of some rain and some storms that are going to come through. And then after that, it's going to clear out for a little while. But still, we're not done yet with this precipitation. Now, in the eastern Corn Belt, they have a little bit different story. And that's because we're watching the tropics again. We've had over the last 24 hours, tropical depression strengthened to become what's now called Tropical Storm Nate. Tropical Storm Nate is going to move straight to the north. All the steering winds are to take it straight north from the Caribbean right into the Gulf of Mexico. Now, if the wind shear in the Gulf of Mexico were low, Nate was going to blow up to be a powerful landfalling hurricane. But thankfully, the winds in the upper atmosphere are strong. Hurricanes hate that. That's going to limit Nate's ability to rapidly strengthen. So it'll make a landfall somewhere near Louisiana, Mississippi, late in the day on Saturday. And then honestly, it'll have already moved into the eastern Corn Belt by the time we get into Sunday. And that's where things get interesting, because just like here in Illinois, they're harvesting there as well. And Nate may bring quite a bit of precipitation to parts of Kentucky, parts of Indiana, and really into Ohio. So that's kind of what I'm worried about in the short term with precipitation.
I suppose producers will be just as happy to get that precipitation, despite the fact that it'll slow them down, because you can get those river levels back up, especially along the Ohio River, where they've had some really difficult times, and it's impacted basis or the cash price of corn. What do you see for the rest of the month of October?
Well, you know, first of all, one thing you said is 100% right. Our river levels are low, and that's what happens when you only get three small rainfall events in you know, 60 days, but when I look out longer term, one of the things I can really kind of key in on here is our temperature patterns. And it appears that the atmosphere is going to be favoring a southeastern ridge. So what that means is that we tend to have warmer conditions here in the eastern Corn Belt when there's a ridge over the southeast. And so that may mean that October, when we look back on it, you know, at the beginning of November, we'll probably see that October carried a slight warm bias. But remember, we're rapidly losing heat, you know, just because of the transition into fall. So if I say it's a warm bias, don't think that it's going to be like, you know, August or September heat. But it's certainly going to be an up and down month for us. I think an active jet stream is going to keep that going.
And finally, finish off with Brazil. Where do you see them today?
Yeah, well, the last week or so, we have had decent rounds of showers and storms that have moved through Brazil's major growing regions. And they need this. This is a little bit late, so they've had some delays in their planting, but the precipitation has come through. It's actually been very, very wet in the southern growing regions, but this is what they need to kind of get that crop in and get it going. And any delays they have, just remember, that pushes their safrinha crop back and lowers those yields. And a lot of times that safrinha crop is corn, so that's an important thing to be on the lookout for. But Brazil finally able to get a lot of their planting really, really cranked up and going.
And do you have any indication of whether those rainfalls will continue?
I do. It looks as though the Brazilian monsoon is getting going, but the only red flag I have for Brazil this winter would be the development of a weak La Nina. That weak La Nina tends to make them a bit drier than average, and they don't quite have the soils that we have here in Illinois, so they need more regular precipitation to get that bean crop to maturity and get it to really produce. And by the way, that same feature in the Pacific Ocean is one of about five things I watch that control our winter. And generally, when we have La Nina or even just what we call ENSO-neutral conditions, we have what you might call more normal or even possibly a cooler than average winter. So there's some good clues right now that we will not have winter this winter nearly as warm as the last two winters, thanks to some shifts in the Pacific. So, yeah, good question there.
Hey, thanks so much. Safe drive back here to Champaign-Urbana when you're headed home.
All right, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible.